Hey, this is Ola. Thank you so much for stopping by at the Men of Prestige podcast. If you want the full show experience, which you don't want to miss, please stop by. Come over to Facebook and YouTube. You will see the links in the show notes. Thank you so much. I'll see you on the next episode. Hey, we have quite a few advisors over the past few days. But I pick a few of them for us to talk about. Somebody said why you must not marry
you are
in your 20s. And I wanted to hear this, you know, because, you know, Daddy Freeze is also an advocate of never marrying in your 20s. I saw him react to it earlier as well. But I'll see if I can find what he has to say about it. But I don't think it matters. Let's just listen to the original, the lady here. Cheers, I'm referring to the garbage of where women go to abroad. That was definitely that's definitely because how do you pick on the lady and not talk about what the man did? He lost himself as a man in that process too, so maybe that's even why she's acting like that in the first place. Who knows? We don't know. Anyway, let's see what she has to say. Why you should never get married in your 20s? Let's see.
Your 20s, the last thing you should be worried about is
Wait till, let's start.
You are in your 20s. The last thing you should be worried about is getting married and having children. That's the truth. So what are you doing with marriage and children? You have your 30s to be worried about that. Make some money. Build yourself. Get to know yourself. Date. Listen, there are some experiences, if you don't date when you're in your 20s, you won't get it. What are you doing with marriage and children? You have your 30s to do all that, to be obsessed with that. And these days, do you see the divorce rates? Please. And all this divorce is only two things that is causing them: cheating and money issues. Yes. So imagine you don't having anything and then you enter into marriage. And if you're a man too, please, make some money. What are you using marriage for in your 20s as a man? Listen, men and women, if I catch any woman marrying in their 20s, and then we the ones in our 30s are now sending money out there, please, focus on yourself.
All right, let me see some of the comments. Millionaire Shalom said, I'm in my 20s, married, have two kids. My husband pushes me to be better academically, spiritually, and financially. You can be married and still achieve a lot. Just marry a kind person and never leave God too. Okay? Let's see. And Lakeisha says, yo, you didn't quickly talk, nah. And I have quickly married my sweet husband. It's been a while and I'm still in my 20s. By the way, my husband is the best thing that happened to me. Wahalerd. So I said, she might have a point, but no manual to these things for real. There's a manual. That's also the wrong angle. There are manuals everywhere. He just don't want to listen. Coconut head everywhere. Coconut head everywhere. She's all these internet advisors, then they will conclude it to be the truth. Mm-hmm. She's just telling the truth. That truth is already being discombobulated here right now in real time. Somebody said, oh, please, married at 21 and it's the best thing that has happened to me. Coach Jack Bell said that. Sheesh. Imagine growing with someone one step a day. Oh, that sounds so sweet to my ears. Growing with someone one step a day. Now you define ready made. That's the other side of this that nobody's about. They're looking for ready made. You already made your own money. You already know how to make money. You already have emotional intelligence without ever being with anybody ever before in your life. You already know how to make your own money. Yeah, Chinye, truth straight in the potopoto. Yeah, Indomie generation, they're looking for ready-made. This is a good angle to look at it from. So I said, most ladies in their 30s rarely find suitors too. Oopsie. All right, I won't say most, a lot of ladies in their 30s rarely find suitors. The older you get, the harder it gets. Okay, just look around you, you'll see it. Okay. The older you get, especially if you've never done it before, like it's never been done, you've never been with a person before, you've never been divorced before, the older you get, the more difficult it gets. It's just what it is. It doesn't mean you're a bad person, it's just that your guards comes up a little bit more. Every day you live life, your guard comes up a little bit more. And shout out to, I remember him saying this, what's his name? Dakore's little brother, what's his name? Timini, right? Timini said, you have to lose God. If you're going to be in a healthy relationship, you have to lose God. Meaning you have to be vulnerable. You have to let those guards down. And the older you get, the harder it is. Naturally, we're just going to pretend that that's not a thing. Yeah, beg on it. Somebody said, rest in Jesus' name. There's no manual to these things. There is manual. You to rest. I have to push against that. There's no manual thing. I'm sorry. Okay. Application. Yes. Application level. Yeah. How you apply to everybody is different. But that there's no principles that guide us. We're just moving mad around like a bunch of zombies. That's not true. And that's not true in marriage or relationships too. Okay. You can't just pretend that that's... It's only in corporate, your job, that you have manual, and then everything else you can just move mad. No, there are principles that guide the way we operate, and your attempt to continue to disengage from that is appalling. It's crazy. There's actual somebody said, okay, all right. There's actually no manual to these things. Honestly, everybody go there, all right. Mm-hmm. Same thing. See how they're repeating it again after themselves. In effort to push against this woman who is also spitting gibberish. Pardon my manners, Yari Chinye. Let me come and read your comment. Use your 20s to date, and then you create babies out of wedlock. That's literally what you're going to do. Because you are a human being since 15 years old. You are practicing being an adult. At 18, you're an adult. You start to kwekus. And at the very minimum, you start to collect breakfast or dish breakfast, and then you think you're just walking through life, nothing is happening.
How be juju be that?
Yeah, lying to yourselves, basically. So you can't marry and make money. I don't understand. I say that all the time. Can you not chew gum and walk at the same time? No, it's just after my career. What are you talking about? Yeah, after your career. If a fitting situation has presented itself to you that you feel good about, you won't take it. You're just after your career. It sounds good on paper. It's not the reality of what happens. A lot of people use that excuse. It's not the reality. There's something about you. You were not attracting people. It's not necessarily your looks. Not necessarily your looks. For the most part, it's not looks. As a matter of fact, okay? Looks is like something that happened like in the split of a second. We move on. But there's something else about you that couldn't attract the person while you were going through medical school. Even if it's somebody else in your class, it's something. Or you've attracted a lot of people. You just don't. You're not capable of keeping those situations, right? Which means you're collecting breakfast too, right? There's something. We're not going to pretend that you just floated through life from the age of 15 to 35. No, we're not going to do that. I mean, you can, but the rest of us, we're not going to do that, right? If you're coming for my daughter and you are 35 and you've never been married, you've been single, no children, no divorce, you're going to have to explain that. You're going to have to tell me a little bit more about that gap, right? I will grill you. And you don't have to tell me the truth. It's in between your words that I'll be able to pick up like, red flag, right? Or it will make sense and say, okay, you're right. That makes sense. But I better be hearing some kind of breakfast, something. I know it sounds like, why are you looking for breakfast? Because it shows that you've actually lived. What were you doing between 15 and 35? Like, I need to be able to pick some things. Right? Because you're going to be operating as a human being here. And if you haven't had any experience, what are we doing? Okay? When I say experience, does not necessarily mean sex. Okay? But we need to hear something. I don't know what it is, but we need to hear it. Yeah. Let me come to... She said... When you are busy dating, okay, we already talked about that. Ola, I think what they are referring when they say there's no money is that you can't come and tell people or don't marry. No. They repeat it so much. I would definitely map a bunch of divorces to when people say there's no manual. they don't learn anything. They're not open. Okay, I will map it directly to it. I hear it so much. The correlation is just way too much. It's just way too much. Okay. Let's see here. People, you can marry in your 30s when where different things work out for people. Yeah, but that's true in the couple world too. That doesn't mean you don't look for the patterns and do analysis and say, this is what's working, this is what's working, this is what's working. We're not going to just separate relationships and marry from that principle. There's some things you can learn that if 10 people apply it 9 out of 10 times, it creates the same result over and over again. And that's why we have to start looking at some of these talking points, correlations. Definitely some people might just mean that, but it's not an active disengagement from the principles, but it's very subconscious, and we can see it in the results we're creating, you know. Yeah. Oh, I didn't read the heartbreak piece. Let me go back. Let me calm down. Let's see here. I think that they are referring when they say there is no manual. I think I read that. When you're busy dating, you experience heartbreaks, and then with all the trauma in your 30s, your guard is up. Yes, it's just life. You're living life, and then you're collecting breakfast, or you're giving breakfast. It's just the same thing. And your guards are up. That's a fact. You know, that's a fact. But nobody ever pay attention to that, right? Once Nigerians see Mike like this, everything go just poor. Voila. I don't understand why will you advise people not to marry at 20s. Exactly. Why would you advise people not to marry at 20s? Allow people to do what works for them. Okay. Now, I still prefer that to there's no manual. Do what works for you. I prefer that, but it's mimicking the same thing, but I still prefer that, right? Just advise them to be hardworking in life, married or unmarried. Let me look at who said that. Yeah, that's a woman who said that. I could figure out. No, marriage is a big part of our... We can't pretend that that's not a big deal too, okay? For majority of people, still, okay, even in 2024. Most people want to be married. So if they want to be married, why would we need to say anything against that? The only reason is personal, it's projecting. That's it, right? So hard working in life is not relevant to what she's saying. She's talking about the timeline where she should marry, okay? And the answer to that is very, very simple. If you find a person that you gel with, that you are having a good time, not sex, I'm just saying, having a good time, somebody that you connect with, embrace it, but also understand that you need to build that relationship. You need to nurture and build that relationship. Become a student of relationship. You're going to find out more about yourself in that situation more than you will find out about yourself if you are single and never been with anybody before. If you've been in situations back to back to back to back since you've been 15, you need to get out of situation and be alone for a while so you can find out a little bit more about yourself. It's basically a frame of reference. You can't tell everybody in the world that they need to be single and that's the only time they find themselves. That doesn't make... Okay, it makes sense to people, but the truth is that it's not the truth. Okay? That's not how it works. It's a frame of reference. It's a contracting thing. If you've always been with one person and you feel like you're lost, you need to be single for a while so you can find yourself. If you've never been with anybody before, in the name of you're finding yourself, you're not finding nothing. You're not finding nothing. You're not in any harm's way. You're afraid of life. You're afraid of living life. You can't discover. There's nothing to discover. These are some of the advices that you're hearing out there that are not making sense. Next time you hear them, you will notice that it doesn't make sense to you anymore. It's self-discover. Make sure you discover yourself first. You cannot discover yourself first if you've not been through life. Okay? A small breakfast once in a while will help you say, how do I handle crisis? That's how you learn. Some friction when you're relating with other people, even if it's just ordinary friendship. Like, you got to be out here, because that's how you're going to build the muscles that will allow you to live life. Okay? So, another person's life, no get manual. Madam, I got married at 25 and everywhere good like mad. Okay? I have suddenly realized something. When such a woman don't go Miss Waka in their early life, they usually tend to encourage other youngins to walk the same path. Make you no be saying not only them F up. Yes, I'm hearing that people are projecting advice from where they're standing without doing proper assessment, right? So I got married early. I didn't like it. Let me advise everybody to get married later. That's a terrible place to come with, from bring an advice from, because that's just you, right? Somebody said, me, I want to marry at 18. Voila. Is she married? I don't know. Who knows? Who is she? Now, people, where they talk like all this social media advice, now here are pity. Whoa. Everyone should do what works for them. All right. So, she's on TikTok, Untold Chronicles with Jean. That's her name on TikTok. I don't know if she's married. But anyway, let me come to the chat really quickly. I see Film Girl is here. Film Girl, how far? How you doing? Are you guys reacting to Daddy Free's show? No, Daddy Free, did he do a show about this? I'm sure he did. We know where he stands. He think you should marry later. I think it's a terrible advice. Okay? I think it's a useless advice, personally. Because people literally get with people when they're feeling them. It's as simple as that. When you're liking a person, you get with them. You're not thinking all pragmatic nonsense. Okay? Even when you're 12 years old. I know, you didn't want to hear that. It's reality. Okay? You start feeling the person, if they give you a chance, you get into a relationship with them. What we're trying to teach people is be intentional about how you nurture and build that relationship. Not putting stupid solution, cookie cutter solution timelines on how to do relationship. The timeline is not going to help you fix a relationship. What's going to help you fix relationship is the skills. Your skills. Okay? Your skills. Part of your skills is social intelligence. You tend to be more receptive of some of the stuff we're teaching as you start to collect woto. You're like, oh, that thing doesn't work. Okay, I know it doesn't work because I have experience that doesn't work, right? But we're trying to come up with cookie cutter solutions, right? Stuff like, oh, marry at this point. And then if I marry at this point, what does that guarantee? Oh, I'm not saying it guarantee anything. Why are you saying it? If you're not saying it guarantees anything. I can tell you 9 out of 10 times that there are some principles that helps relationship. Give, 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 give. If you get tired of giving, give to yourself. But we can talk more about it. But I disagree with that 100%. Okay? The 20s, you're not just floating. Unless you're floating through life and nothing, you're not rubbing shoulders with anybody. You're not meeting somebody you like at all. And you're a zombie. You have no emotions. Then maybe that will applicable for you. But if you have people that make your body rise, that make your blood, don't take this advice, okay? Some of those people are people you need to connect with, and you build a relationship and you nurture that for a lifetime, okay? Now, if out of circumstances you're now in your 30s, you now haven't been married, this wasn't about you. It's about now for you. You could be in your 40s, in your 50s. It's about now. What do you do with your now? Don't allow somebody to tell you to throw away now because later on life is promised. No, you need to learn the skills right now to make the most out of your life right now. Don't tell them, don't allow them to have you put it on hold because there's a magic age somewhere. Or things like, you know, it's never too late. It's never too late has context. It's a beautiful thing to say to people to keep hope alive, but also you can shoot yourself in the legs by just waiting. No, there's something, if you're looking for a certain type of result, particularly if you're looking for a certain type of result and you're not getting that result, it's your responsibility to find out why. If you get in denial about the result you're seeking and you don't have it, it gets worse because you still want what you want. If you didn't want it, boom, completely solution solved, problem solved. There's nothing to worry about here. You just keep doing what works for you, right? See, I just said it. If it's working for you, you keep doing it. At the end of the day, you're right.
You're right.
All right. Let me see. Film Girl says, let me see what you said. The solution is to raise boys and girls with emotional intelligence. They start dating in their early 20s and marry. Waiting to 30 doesn't solve anything. Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more, Film Girl. I couldn't agree with you more. I think that's a nice note to leave that particular topic, and I'm sure we'll still talk more about it later on. Do me a favor, hit the like button, share, subscribe, turn up your notifications so you're notified whenever we go live or drop videos. I'll be back in 20 seconds. Hey, this is Ola. Thank you so much for stopping by at the Men of Prestige podcast. If you want the full show experience, which you don't want to miss, please stop by, come over to Facebook and YouTube. You will see the links in the show notes. Thank you so much. I'll see you on the next episode.